is good. Wait. Wait on the Lord to hear from Him, because things can look really great. And then you get there. And you and all your baggage is there. But then you find out, oh, those people seemed a lot nicer than they are. Wait. But if you're the person who's constantly just like, oh, I messed up. Oh, no, does God love me? And you know here that that's not really true, but you're kind of living like that. Your journal just shows all the, help me, God, you just have to help me. You know, just this urgency and this anxiety connected to how you relate to God. See, He's saying, wait. He's gently saying, would you just come? Would you just be with me? Let's put aside the to-do list. Let's put aside those other things and just spend some time with me. Let me show you my goodness and let me calm your fears. Because just like the song we sang earlier, our fear doesn't stand a chance in the presence of His love. But if we're so, I've got to be the one talking all the time. I have to get through this. Taking a breath, saying, Lord, I'm going to wait on you. I'm going to trust you in this. And so ultimately, I recognize that for some of us, it sounds good. Sounds good. Okay, I get it. We got to wait. I sit and I try, and it's really hard. It's really hard. And I get that. I get that. And it's scary. It's scary to show up with our thoughts and our feelings and just God, who knows us better than we know ourselves. And it's like, oh, I don't know if I want to go there. And yet that is the invitation today. Will you come and rest with Him? Will you release control, release and surrender to Him so that He can do the deep work that's needed to be the real you, fully His, fully known, so that you're not trying to perform and succeed in ways that God's not asking you to. He wants you to be with Him. And then He gives you space to be that loving Christian with the world around you. It will give you energy and time to be on mission with our Savior, to share the good news with others, because we are daily connected to this good Savior. And so if I want you to kind of think about this in terms of, how do you connect to God? Where are you the avoider? Are you the anxious one? Or do you kind of flip-flop? Sometimes you feel secure and sometimes you don't. And so I just have a few tips as I finish today. And I love the words of Thomas Aquinas. He says, we need a lot of images of God. See, all throughout Scripture, there's these pictures of who God is. And I can remember as a college student, I was telling Tom this a few months ago, that I remember his wife, Gwen, we were at her house for a small group with other students in college and young adults. And I just remember her starting to talk about how she pictures things when she prays. And she just connects to God in just pictures and the images of who He is. And there's all sorts of reminders of who God is throughout Scripture. And what I want to challenge you to do is, rather than just sit there, or if you can't sit, then go on a walk. Don't take your phone, or take it, but put it on airplane mode just in case of emergency so your mom's not scared for you. But like, just to just be silent before Him, to take out the AirPods and listen to what God is saying. But amidst this, use an image of how God wants to come and show you an aspect of who He is. For some, it's really easy and you can connect so quickly with the Heavenly Father. For others, that is almost impossible. And so maybe you need to see Him as the good shepherd of Psalm 23. And so as you sit before the Lord, you're picturing that you are that little lamb and He is that good shepherd. And every time you get off track, He's going to lovingly guide you. He's going to lead you by the still waters. And He's going to make you lie down, even in your anxiousness. He's going to calm you down and let you rest. Maybe it's, you know, it's there are scriptures that compare God to like a hen with her baby chicks. Maybe that's the way that you can see, oh, there's something safe and wonderful about who God is. He is the lion and the lamb, and maybe that's the image that you need. Or he's the Prince of Peace. He's the counselor. He's your guide. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Whatever image you need to use as you connect with God, allow it to be something that you feel in your heart. It's not just an intellectual exercise, but it's, I'm going to connect with my Jesus today. He is the friend that's closer than a brother. And maybe you need to see him like that. And as you picture that, you're just sitting on the bench next to him. What is it for you that's going to help you have an image of who God is? I believe you can ask him. Because even it's like, oh, okay, yes, I know you love me, Lord. No. That's somewhere I need to camp a little bit more. That's something that he needs to keep reminding me, that I love you not as you are, just as you are, and not as you should be. I'm constantly saying, you don't love me just as I am, but you will once I'm who I should be. That's who I'm, what I'm living very often, even if I wouldn't say that. Our actions speak louder than our thoughts and our words very often. And so using this image for a sense of safety and security with who God is, to learn to trust him, because if we're going to connect with God, we have to trust him. We have to believe that he's reliable, that he is all those omniscient, he's omniscient, he's omnipotent, he's omnipresent. This is who he is. And so you can trust him. You can trust him. Sometimes it means you're going to set an alarm 3 times a day and take a minute just to breathe and think of that picture of who God is and listen to what he wants to say. And then as you stuff comes up, oh, Lord, I'm concerned about this. Okay, then stop and listen. Then as you go further, okay, all right, we're going to, Lord, what do you want me to do? I will tell you, my life is not what I thought it would be. And you might think here, as I'm standing, that my life has been all hearts and roses and easy peasy and, you know, it's an exciting adventure. It is an adventure, for sure, to follow Jesus. But I will say there has been much loss and much suffering that I have experienced personally. It is painful at times. And so I am not somebody that's just coming up here perfect and I can just tell you what this is so that you can be like me. No. This is a journey that we are all on together. And we have all faced and are facing challenges. And the word today is, will you wait? Will you wait on the Lord? And I can't remember who Pete Scazzaro is quoting, but you know what? Every time that your mind wanders, can you be patient and just see it as an opportunity to return back to Jesus? Turning back to Jesus is always a good idea. And so if you get distracted as you're waiting still before the Lord, this is another chance. I get to see him again. I get to reconnect with him. This is a good thing. It reminds me of who's in control. And so we stop looking at what others are doing. We don't go to what others think that are going to bring us comfort. We go to the God of comfort and all wisdom and all power. We try and we turn off the noise. We set the alarm. We use pictures, or in the words of Sister Ming a long time ago, just 5 minutes a day. Just start with that. Can you start with just 5? Don't plan hours. You're not going to be able to do it if you're human like the rest of us. Just start with a few minutes. I'm going to wait on you, Lord. I'm going to surrender. I'm going to be silent. What do you want to say? What do you want me to sense? Just that you're here with me. Just trusting in that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just want to take some time. We want to wait on you, even if it is just for a few moments to practice. God, I'm asking that each one would, for those who really can picture things, I know some, your imagination just doesn't work like that. But whatever it is, that felt sense that you're here with them, whatever the image is, I pray that you would show them who they need to see you as today. and keep seeing you as that. And maybe it'll shift to something else because there's so many aspects of who you are. You are an amazing God. But Lord, would you just show each one what it is that, how they need to see you and how you see them. God, and would you help us to receive your words that I love you just as you are and not as you should be. Your unconditional love is accessible to all of us, and it's in your presence, tasting of that love, God, that your transformation happens, and we're so hungry for that. We need your transforming power in our lives, in the lives of others around us, in our workplaces, at our schools, but it starts with us. And so would you help us to do that? Let's just linger in his presence. Allow him to speak to you right now.
Your eyes are still closed and your head's bowed. I'm going to, in this moment, just be singing and allowing you the ability to, if you would like, just to continue in this waiting. I just want to encourage you, don't rush off. There are things that will happen today. There's the Easter egg hunt right after, or Easter egg hunt. Egg stuffing that will happen right after this. There's lunch and other things that you have to do. But you know, if you have to go, then by all means, feel free. But if you could use an opportunity just to wait, as I play and sing some songs, that it is an open invitation for you to do so, or feel free just to listen. Listen to God through it all. Allow yourself an opportunity to hear. For my waking breath, for my daily breath, I depend on you, I depend on you for the sun to rise, for my sleep at night. I depend on you, as I depend on you. You're the way, the truth, and the life. You're the well that never runs dry. I'm the branch and you are the vine. Draw me close and teach me. As I'm following,
I depend on you. Yes, I depend on you
for the victories still in front of me. I enter rest.
I depend on you. Yes, I depend on you. For eternal to be raised with Christ.
Spirit of the Lord is. There is freedom. Spirit of the Lord is. There's freedom. The Spirit of the Lord. There is freedom. The Spirit of the Lord. There is freedom. So lift your eyes to heaven. There is freedom. So lift your eyes to heaven. There is freedom. Oh, and lift your eyes to heaven. There is freedom. Lift your eyes to heaven. There is freedom. Freedom reigns in this place. In the shadow. There is freedom. So if you're tired and thirsty, there is freedom. So if you're tired and thirsty, there is freedom. There is freedom. Freedom reigns in this place. In the showers of mercy and grace, they are falling on every face. There is freedom. Oh, yes, Jesus reigns in this place. Through the showers of mercy and grace, they are falling on every face. There is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord, there is freedom. there is freedom. You're the way, the truth, and the life. You're the well that never runs dry. I'm a branch, and you are a vine. Draw me close, and teach me to abide. Be my strength, song in the night. Be my own. My treasure, my prize. I am yours forever, you're mine. Draw me close and teach me to abide.
Throughout this place, God, I pray that we would allow ourselves an opportunity to hear. Maybe for some, that's an audible voice. Maybe it's for some, it's a remembrance of Scripture. It's for some, it's feeling a sense that Jesus, you're there. Jesus, you said that your sheep and your voice. And at times we begin wanting to take the lead in the sheep's pen. And we're thankful for the reminder today that there is only one shepherd, and that Jesus, that's you. I pray that God, that in these moments we are able to put aside our agenda allow you to lead us. Your model was clear. We were to spend time with you, to seek you, to dwell with you, to love you, and then to be sent out as witnesses. To where? Wherever we're going. That could be across the street to a restaurant today. At home, maybe we see a neighbor. Jesus, I know you are telling us, go be a witness there. Forgive us, God, when we complicate everything. That we would abide in you, allow you to lead us and guide us. And when we are filled up, that we would go and we would be a witness to all the good that you've done in our lives, that we don't have to worry. We don't have to fear. We have a future. Regardless of where we came from, we have a future and a hope, and it's you, Lord Jesus. You are the way, the truth, and the life. There's an eternity that we look forward to and we know is coming, but this world doesn't. I pray that we would take these moments to abide in you, to seek you. And as we're sent out, that's in a high school classroom, maybe that's in a Stanford campus, a corporate building, God, that we would be your witness. Jesus, that you would be with us, that your perfect love would cast out all fear, that we would not be fearful. All we've got to do is testify to what you've done in our lives. And teach us, Holy God, to abide in you. May you be glorified, and may we go from this place never the same. It's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.